come on in. Come on into the classroom. Thank you for joining me once again for Dominion Over Finances. I am declaring that the month of May is Money May. That's right, Money May. Throughout the month, we are talking about money. We are talking about money from a biblical perspective. So this is not what you're going to get in your standard economics or financial literacy courses, but we are going to talk about how money can be utilized more effectively from a biblical perspective. So again, thank you for joining me, and we're going to jump right into today's session. Today, we are going to talk about money is a witness. That's right. Your money, my money, it is a witness. It renders a testimony of how we've utilized it, of how we have stewarded it, of how we have managed it, and how we have effectively planted those money seeds in the earth. So when you think about money as a witness, when you think about money rendering testimony, that means that money, that's right, the way that we use money, the way that we steward money, it is being utilized and it is being effective in the earth from a legal perspective. But not only effective in the earth, but our money, it not only renders testimony and gives evidence of how we have used it, of how we have managed it, and how we have stewarded it in the natural or the earth realm, but it also gives testimony and gives evidence in the spiritual realm, in the course of heaven, of as a testimony to our faith. That's right, my friends. Your financial resources has a voice in the courts of heaven, and it gives testimony of your faith right before the righteous judge. Now, I know you may be thinking, how is this even possible, right? How is it that our money has a voice in the courts of heaven? It does, and I'm gonna get to that point in a minute, because there is a particular character in the Bible that shows us exactly how he gives us the prescription of how our money renders and has a voice in the courts of heaven. But I want you to understand the voice. Remember last week we talked about how your money speaks. That voice is of a legal and judicial nature. It is of a legal and a judicial nature. So your money has a voice, and that voice is speaking in the court, and it helps you, it helps me and you to establish legal precedents. That's right. Your money has a voice in the courts of heaven that establishes legal precedents on your behalf before the righteous judge. So let's back it up a minute. Let's talk about this legal precedence. We, as men and women of God, cannot declare to be people of faith and we not use our money for the advancement of the kingdom. That's right. That means that we ought to be, and we ought to make first in our lives as it pertains to our money, our tithe, our first fruit, our offerings, and any other financial or monetary sacrifice. It is for the express advancement of the kingdom. And it is when we are effectively utilizing our financial resources that now our money has the voice that is legal and is judicial in nature to establish the legal precedents before the righteous judge in the courts of heaven. So when we effectively steward our money, when we effectively manage our financial resources, that legal precedent is being established before the righteous judge. That means he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy has no case against us as it pertains to our finances. So I have to ask you, my friends, are you utilizing your money? Are you allowing your money to have the voice, to render the testimony, to be the witness that it is to be in the courts of heaven? Could it be the reason why we are not seeing the kingdom advance? We, the church, are not seeing the kingdom advance and not putting our resources to the kingdom advancement, and therefore the enemy is bringing legal cases against us in the courts of heaven? I declare on today that today is the day that you change it. Today is the day that you utilize your money and that your money begins to have the voice in the courts of heaven that it needs to have, and that it establishes the legal precedent. Do you understand that if we effectively utilize our resources and that our money begins to establish that legal precedent, that means that any cases that the enemy tries to bring against us, it will be struck down and it will be dismissed from the courts, because we've already established the legal precedent through our faith, and through our faith and how we utilize our resources, that every case, every subsequent case that he tries to bring in front of the righteous judge shall be dismissed. I hope you are getting this with me today. I hope you are catching on to this, that your money is a witness. Your money has a testimony. Your money is declaring as the witness in the courts of heaven. It is bringing evidence that is either in your favor or not in your favor. So let me show you a character in the Bible that was effective and how he rendered sacrifices that were acceptable unto God. And in doing so, he established the legal precedents in the courts of heaven that essentially established a legacy for him. So when you go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and you look at what the author, and many believe that the author is the Apostle Paul, he talks about faith. And we all know that he opens by saying, now faith is. So I'm declaring to you today, now your faith will be a witness. Now, the way in which you utilize your money will be a witness. Now my money will be a witness of my faith. But let's go back to the scripture. In Hebrews 11 and 1, Apostle Paul writes, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There we see the evidence. And there is the implication of faith, of not only being substantive in terms of what we hope for, but it is the evidence, it is the witness, it is the testimony of things that are not seen in the earthly realm, but that they are happening in the spiritual. And that's why I'm saying, my friends, if your money is a testimony of your faith, there is a testimony and there is a witness that is being rendered in the earthly realm or in the natural realm, as well as the spiritual. But let me also show you this. Then we go down to 11. This is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 2. And it says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. That good report is a Greek word, maturero. Maturero. That Greek word means to be a witness, to testify, to give evidence. Again, these are all underscoring that your money is a witness. Your money is a testimony of your faith, and your faith also gives that same testimony. But here's where I wanted to go, my friends. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. So I want to break down three things that Abel, in giving and offering an excellent sacrifice, okay? And I can't dig into how his sacrifice was more excellent than Cain. I don't have time to do that. But I do want to show you three things, my friends, that it speaks to in terms of the legal precedent that Abel was able to establish by allowing his sacrifice to be a witness in the courts of heaven on his behalf. So let's look at this. We've already established that your money establishes your voice in the courts of heaven. So too did Abel use his sacrifice to establish his voice in the courts of heaven. The second thing is, Abel, in offering the excellent sacrifice, he established a memorial. Come on here. He established a memorial in the courts of heaven. And in establishing that memorial, what happened? He was declared righteous. That's right. He was declared righteous, and God, it says here right in the word that God testified of his gifts. Come on here. Talk about having a voice. Talking about allowing your money or your sacrifice to be a witness in the courts of heaven. Not only are you declared righteous, but the righteous judge provides the testimony and he testifies of your gifts in the courts. Now, the last thing is this. Abel was not only able to obtain the witness. He was not only able to obtain the declaration of he being righteous. He was not only able to obtain the fact that God testified of his gifts in the courts of heaven. But guess what? It says here that he being dead yet speaketh. That meant that Abel established in the courts of heaven a legacy or legal precedent that it pretty much dismissed anything thereafter that the enemy would ever try to bring against Abel. So, my friends, I declare to you on today that your money is a witness, that your money is a witness of your righteousness. Your money is a witness that the God in heaven, that the righteous judge can testify of your gifts. And your money is a witness that will establish a legal precedence that will carry throughout the generations. And your name can be written in the books of heaven because you have allowed your money to be a witness. I pray that this message has been effective and that it will effect a change in how you look and how you perceive your money to be. I tell you on today, your money has a witness. Do not allow your money to render a testimony and to witness against you in the courts of heaven, but purpose in your heart on this day, repent and ask the Father to forgive you for every time that you did not use your money to give the witness and to give the voice in the courts of heaven as it should. I know I have had to repent for how I did not utilize my resources effectively. But I decree and declare that through this money may, these sessions that we are going through, you are going to change the way you look at your money. You are going to allow your money to have the voice to answer all, to respond, to testify, to declare and decree everything that God has spoken over your life. It shall be because you have allowed your money to be the voice in the courts of heaven, that it shall be. So I pray that this has been a message for you that you can just go back to and that you can glean some gems and some jewels from. And again, meet me here on next Wednesday as we continue our Money May sessions. It is going to be epic. It's going to be epic. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.
the money, the way you utilize your money. Your financial resources has a voice. That meant that Abel established in the courts of heaven a legacy or legal precedent that it pretty much dismissed anything thereafter that the enemy would ever try to bring against Abel. To testify, to give evidence. Again, these are all of the things that is underscoring that your money is a witness. Your money is a testimony of your faith, and your faith also gives that same testimony.